We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Darren Solden, Sharla Meisenheimer here on In Focus. It's Chamber Day, and I got some interesting news here this morning. This is an email I got in my KMAN email this morning. Senator Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran signed a letter here today to the Office of Management and Budget, calling on them to reconsider their plans to change metropolitan and micropolitan statistical area definitions from $50,000 to $100,000. I guess there have been some population of 50,000 to 100,000 people. And I guess this is a discussion that's been going on for a little bit, and it may have some economic ramifications here for our community. Of course, Manhattan has just slightly over 50,000 people. But Darren, I know you know a little bit about this. I guess what is kind of the Office of Management and Budget's idea here behind this?
Well, that's some of the concern, is that whether or not there was the level of thought and analysis behind this recommendation, maybe as there should have been. I think that one of the concerns that we've heard from folks, and definitely would tend to agree with, that without proper statistical analysis and understanding of what the potential impacts of carrying this out are, it'd be hard for us to support. Obviously, we'd be impacted right now. Manhattan, the three county area, Riley, Geary, Pottawatomie County, is considered a metropolitan statistical area. And so there's approximately 135,000 residents in that metropolitan statistical area. Manhattan being the largest community within that at just over, as you mentioned, just over 50,000. This recommendation would require for metropolitan statistical area status, so for MSA status, that the main community or the largest community within the MSA have at least 100,000 residents. And so obviously if that were to come to fruition, Manhattan would lose our MSA status. Right off the bat, and this is a conversation that the folks from the chamber and a number of different entities, communities, counties, regional council, others have been engaged with for a period of time here, and talking to our federal delegation, and you're seeing some of the public facing part of that conversation now coming forward. But the biggest concern is really down the road here, and if these changes were made, do federal entities and federal agencies, when it comes to future decision making and funding, whether that be funding decisions or funding eligibility, start to take into account these designations as part of their decision making process or part of their eligibility process. And so, if that were to happen, obviously we potentially would have some significant impacts. And so, in the grand scheme of things, we really want to would like to maintain our metropolitan statistical area designation. From an economic development standpoint, I can tell you that that's what we promote as our regional. It's good to be part of what you would consider a thriving and growing MSA, and we promote our a lot of our population numbers, labor force numbers, and other demographic and statistical information is typically reported, whether that be in marketing that we do or proposals that we put together for companies or otherwise, as an MSA. So we're actually coming right up on some of the reason why this information you're seeing now from our federal delegations coming out. We are right up against the deadline for formal public comment at the federal level on this. And so if that's something that folks are interested in taking part in that comment process, a couple things. One, if you get the chamber emails that the Chamber of Commerce sends out, our president and CEO Jason Smith, his Monday Matters this week was on this very topic, and there's a link there that takes you to the Federal Register and the page where you can learn more and submit a formal comment. If you want to search that out, simply go to the Federal Register website, and the number for this proposal is 2001-00988. and you can read some more information and submit a formal comment. But again, we agree with the thought process and the reasoning behind the information that our federal delegation has put out on this, and obviously would like to maintain MSA designation going forward. So and we would hope that any future efforts on this or discussion would involve some deeper statistical analysis and discussion of potential impacts and winners and losers that are created by this type of situation.
From the economic development standpoint, you mentioned it could be a little bit of an impact. In trying to lure businesses to this area, do they look at stuff like that, whether it's a metropolitan versus a micropolitan? Is that a game changer for a lot of potential businesses?
Honestly, game changer is probably too strong of a term. It matters. It does. And again, the fact is you want to present yourself as people are looking at labor pool, labor statistics, population, drive time is really an important number, right? So we see this with a number of businesses in our region that if you start looking at really where they're pulling employees from, it's within a, say, 45-minute or hour drive time. So geographic boundaries on a map have less impact on that oftentimes than what your drive time or your accessibility is. But yeah, it matters to what we're promoting and how we're able to present our community and our region to folks in other parts of the country and to businesses that we're trying to work on bringing here. So it definitely has an impact. And again, I think one of the challenges down the road is that there is concern that if these kind of changes are made, that if those designations and thresholds are then used for anything that impacts different federal funding programs, and then we definitely don't want things to get to that point.
Well, speaking of population, and I know the census has been delayed, but do you have any update on when we're going to see figures come out for 2020?
You know, I do not. That's probably something we could easily pull together. I'll be perfectly honest. That's not something that I've been the latest round of updates that I've had on my radar. But I do know that for a number of reasons, we're looking forward to seeing those numbers. And obviously, we're as a community so just above that 50,000 mark. And I remember when we surpassed that. That's important when it comes to some different funding and some designations especially at the federal level. So hope to maintain that. And yeah, I like everybody else, will be looking to see those census numbers when they come out, and hopefully that process can be wrapped up and the data release piece can come next.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to that. I can't wait to see the stats come in. We're visiting with our friends from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to step aside one more break here before we get to segment number 4. More in focus after this on KMAN.